Yo, what's good?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, let's get it. Video started. Welcome to the Dopeness Podcast. Your hosts, Young Vino and T Will 400. Yeah, let's just jump right into it. So obviously tonight is game 2, the NBA Finals. We all know what happened in game one.
Yeah, a lot of bullshit happened in game one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, for the record, I don't watch the games because, once the GOAT Kobe retired, I'm done. So Terrell is the eyes. I just read everything about it and we talk about it or whatever's going on. So, yeah. So, what'd you think about game one, or should we even discuss game one?
Talk about a little bit. The refs blew the game. I feel like that little charge call that they reversed. Like, one, I've never seen a charge call get reversed, like, ever. Like, that's crazy as hell. So at that point of the game, Cavs up two. They get the charge, just 30 some seconds. If they get the charge call, now they're up two with the ball. They can either, go score or at least waste, 20, a good 20 some seconds off the clock, even if they miss the shot or not. And then they come down. Now all the pressure is on Golden State to, either tie it up or take the lead with a three. But, they changed the call. KD go to the line, hit two free throws, whatever, tie the game up. Then George Hill misses free throws. Well, before that, Curry goes to the hole, and instead of, Nance just contesting to make it a difficult shot, he swipes and hits him in the face and gives up an and one. So that's how the Warriors went up one. And then when George Hill goes to the line, he only made one of two. And that's what, put the game into overtime. So a lot of, nonsense that happened. Of course, J.R. Smith situation is going to stand out because of the magnitude of it being the finals and just you're supposed to know what's going on. And then his track record isn't all great anyway. Because
Right.
had it been Kyle Korver, did something like that, it would have been talked about. The fact that J.R. Smith is just known for doing stupid shit, it's just kind of crazy. That took the air out of, the Cavs, even though they still have 5 more minutes to play. Like, that was just, I knew at that point, like, they was gonna lose. Like, I knew at that point, I'm like, oh, the game over with. Like,
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of people saying they starting to come over to the NBA's rigged bandwagon. I mean, yeah, for the record, I definitely like I know the NBA's rigged. I don't think it's rigged. I know it's rigged, but as far as the finals, I mean, the NBA, it's an entertainment league, So, I mean, obviously, whatever the result is, they need the ratings for, advertising purposes. So the fact that that crazy situation happened is only going to make people want to watch game two even more. You know what I'm saying? So, and LeBron having 51, that's just wild that they lost and he had 51. So at this point, I don't even know how they can win a game. But for it, yeah, I didn't even think it would go to overtime. So who knows? I don't really know what's the outcome. Obviously, we know Warriors going to win. But yeah, at this point, everything is just based on building LeBron's legacy. So it's obviously game one helped it, 51, 8-8. So hey, it is what it is. It would have been better if they won, though.
Yeah. But I don't know, going into game two, Tyronn Lue definitely got to make some better adjustments. Larry Nance needed to play more than Tristan Thompson. Like, he played, you know, 6 minutes in the first half and had, like, 8 points and six rebounds.
Dang.
Tristan Thompson plays the whole game and doesn't do shit. So.
Yeah, I mess with Larry Nance for sure. Like, he's just super active, super athletic. Just, yeah, he's basically a better version of Tristan Thompson. But, yeah, what's the spread for tonight?
Oh, I didn't even look. Probably 9.5.
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, Warriors should definitely win by double digits again. I don't know if they'll go to overtime again, but.
Yeah. No, they'll pull away at the end of the game.
Yeah, the usual. So, what you want to jump into now? That was just a quick review, you know, NBA Finals. What should be the main topic for today's first podcast? So that, you know, we got to start off on the right foot. We probably should have talked about this before we started, but hey, we can roll with it.
Well, what about your man, you know, Kanye album is out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yay. The album is definitely dope. I probably listened to it 4 times already.
I haven't checked it out yet. I just seen, you know, everybody talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. It's a good listen. It's not like one of his, you know, it's probably, yeah, it's a change of pace. He's just talking about his feelings more, I think, like, as far as, you know, he's being candid about everything. The production is crazy, of course, because he did every track. But yeah, my favorite track is probably the second one, Yikes. Yeah, that he just go off. But yeah, the whole album is super dope, so you definitely need to listen to that. But I think even bigger than that, the fact that he's, you know, he produced Daytona, Pusha T's album, 7 songs. And obviously, he produced every track on his with 7. And then it's 3 more albums coming out that he produced, which is, I think the next album coming out is Kid Cudi, a joint album with Kid Cudi and Kanye. And then Nas, followed by Teyana Taylor. So, I mean, yeah. In the midst of everybody calling them, you know, crazy, having a meltdown, to be able to produce 35 tracks.
That man
kind of
is far from crazy.
Right. Yeah, but, oh, that's what we probably should talk about. What you think about what he said when he was on TMZ? He was like, you know, yada, yada, yada. Slavery was a choice, and then the whole world just went crazy.
He had a good point. A lot of people who was mad about what he said wasn't really even paying attention, because for him to say 400 years would mean that slavery still exists. Like, by the text, it says that slavery started in 1619 in America. So if you add 400 years to that, like, that would be 2019. So he's basically saying, like, the mental side of slavery, not the actual physical, you know, picking cotton and all the other stuff that they had to go through. Like, he's talking about the mental, you know, portion of being a slave. And, you know, everybody just killed him for it. But, I mean, it possibly could have been said different, but the fact that it's kind of gay, you know,
like, right?
It's just, oh, he's crazy. But now the guy has a good point.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, like he said, I forgot the part he said before that, but I think, yeah, the whole public reaction was taken out of context because if you watch the whole video, he was the one saying, like, we all gotta, love can, win and fight everything and all this other stuff. And yeah, like you just said, like he was talking more about the mental slavery that people still in today. And it's like, it is a choice at the end of the day because, going to work from 9 to 5 when you really want to be on vacation can be seen as mental slavery because you have the choice, to create something which, it's obviously a lot harder because people want that security, like they want to have that check come every 2 weeks or every week or once a month or whatever it is. And when you just go out independent, do your own thing, you just like, you just swimming in the ocean, you don't know where it's going to take you. So yeah, I think that's what he's speaking on about people not really following their dreams and ambitions and just being, super safe, going to work, sitting in traffic in the morning, working from 9 to 5, sitting in traffic in the evening, make dinner, watch whatever's on TV, which everyone else is watching, and then just do it again and live for the weekend. So yeah, in that case, like the mental slavery part is definitely a choice because people, you got options. Like right now we recording a podcast just 'cause we can on the app, Anchor, which is free. And then, from here, like you just don't know what's gonna happen. You can get an audience anywhere in the world. You don't need a huge audience, you know what I'm saying? So I think people are our generation have been scared to take risks. It's definitely changing though. You can see it's changing.
Everybody is kind of, scared to just go for whatever, they really wanna do. Like I bet you can stop, 10 people walking down the street and ask them what are they doing versus what would they like to be doing, and it's never the same thing. Like,
Exactly.
people hold different jobs, and you ask them like, well, if you can make money doing anything, what would you be doing? And it definitely it's not gonna be their current job. I get a people like,
Right.
oh, I want to, do poetry, or they want to just do art or whatever, but they're working, as a waitress or a waiter, or working at a call center, making cold calls or whatever, just doing something 5 days a week that they don't really want to do. And like, I can speak about it because, I've been there. I work jobs where, like, every day you just dread that hour, like, oh fuck, I gotta be there in an hour.
Right.
And then it's like, damn. Then like Monday through Friday is the same day. Like I was waking up not knowing which day it was for real. I just knew that I had to be to work. And then we had mandatory overtime. So it's mandatory, like, oh nah, yo, you have to stay 4 more hours or whatever. Oh, mandatory overtime on Saturday. Oh, you gotta work a whole 8-hour shift on Saturday. So it's like, and I quit. Like,
Yeah.
it was like, oh nah, I don't want to do this no more. Like, this ain't me. I'll suffer a little bit until I find what I really want to do, as opposed to just continue to get beat by those hours and the mandatory overtime, aka modern slavery.
Right.
So I mean, people don't get it twisted. Like, just because they give you a check, that don't necessarily mean that you're not still a slave to that company or that establishment. So
Yeah, definitely. That's a problem. I mean, right now you probably would call it modern slavery, the modern mental side. Like they stopped the physical side and they just switched to the mental side, which is, to me 100 times worse because physical slavery, at least, not at least, physical slavery, you know, they were exploiting your physical attributes. They just had you out there. Mental slavery, they're starting to take away your thought pattern. You know what I'm saying? So they, and that don't have
no, you don't even really know what's going on. Like, it's so well planned that you don't even know. Like, you just, go to school, get a job, work, retire. Like, it's just the same process to the point where now they don't even have, like, the people who came up with that structure don't even have to implement it no more. Like, your parents now do it. And your teachers, like, everybody around you just like, get a job, do this. It's like, nah, like, man, I feel like it's way more to life than just getting any job that's going to pay you. Like, I have, my bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and people ask me all the time, like, why don't you get a job in that field? It's like, for what? Like, I know that after 2-3 months, I'm going to quit because I'm not going to wake up every day doing some shit that I don't want to do. Like, you can't offer me no money. Like, you can't offer me, it'd have to really be some life-changing money for me and my family for you to get me to do some shit that I don't want to do.
Right. Exactly. And that's why I think, like, he's saying that about it being a choice, because it's like, okay, we saw what happened, you know, in the early, like you said, when it started 400 years ago. It's like, when you observe the history and the actions. So if you dictate your life, whether it's listening, they're going to be like, you know, it's not modern slavery. But at the end of the day, you have to ask, do you have to go to work Monday to Friday? Do you have to pay those bills every single month? You know, do you have to pay to, what, you know, put gas in your car? You got to pay for the car. You got to get insurance for the car. You got health insurance that are required of you. Whether you think it helps or not, you know, those things are required. And the system is built so that those requirements leave you with, you know, no extra funds to do what you really want to do. So, but in saying that, I think we should probably give a way out, you know, or a suggestion on, because I don't want to, we don't need to sit here and just say what the problem is without at least giving a solution. So what would you say people should try to do to get out of a situation that they feel they shouldn't be in, or, you know, work towards something they want to do?
I think the first thing people need to do is, like, identify, you know, something that they will really love doing.
Right.
Like, so, I mean, like, to rewind for a second, we're not saying that every job sucks. Like, nah, like, if you love your job, like, if you work at a fucking zoo and you love animals, and nah, like, that's success right there. Like, you doing something that you actually love. Like, I'm just solely speaking on, like, those jobs that you just don't fuck with at all. You just doing it just for the check. So, like, I mean, first you need to identify what it is that you would love doing. And then figure out, like, oh, does that exist? And if not, like, try to think of a way to, like, create that, or create income from it, even if it's passive for the most part. Because even if it's, you know, passive income or, like, part-time, it'll still give you that break from the full-time bullshit that you have to go through. So you may get off of work, and then if you like sewing and making clothes, then you do that when you get off of work, and it'll give you the different energy, and you actually feel better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still doing something that you love to do, because, you know, typically, like you said, people get off of work, they just, you know, coast through the rest of the part of the day. They don't accomplish nothing else. They just watch TV. They may eat. They may go out or whatever, and then it's right back to that. So you don't really you're not really working on yourself no more. You just, oh, I got this job, whatever, 8 hours a day. I'm wondering why the fuck every job is it requires 8 hours.
Like, right.
I actually read that in a little 4-hour work week, and the dude was talking about, like, whose idea was it? Who said that every job takes 8 hours to do? And I started thinking, like, damn, like, yeah, why the fuck? But
yeah, I think, I don't know for a fact, but I think I read something a few years ago that was like, you know, the whole 8-hour workday started because back when, you know, the industrial age, I believe they had people working, you know, there was 3 shifts going, you know, covering the 24 hours. So you had to work an 8-hour shift, mm-hmm. the next group 8 hours, the third group 8 hours. So that way, you know, they had people working
around the clock
all day. So obviously they dialed it back to where now it's just 8 hours. And the whole point of the school system, you know, they get you trained at an early age to be
doing
ready for that in the first place. So that's why the school, you know, you in school for 8 hours, 9 hours, because they were just getting you ready to go into the factory, you know, and become a worker. So the fact that it's still the same now just shows, like, exactly what we're talking about, that, you know, we got kids going to school, or if you think about it, like, I don't know when you start school, maybe 6, 5, 6 or whatever, but the time you start school to when you're 18 and finish, you know, you're spending more time away from your parents and family than you do with them. So all it is, you know, literally like 13 years, 14 years of training you to get ready for the 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so natural for people to do it and not think that it's, you know, anything wrong with it or other options. So, but yeah, like you said, you spoke on energy, and I think that's where it starts. You know, people have the energy around them is what drives their life, you know? So if you got people around you and all of y'all live for the weekend, then what do you think is going to change? Nothing's going to change, because Monday to Friday, you know, happy hour, a couple times a week. Weekend, you go out, party. Sunday, you drink. You watch football. Sundays, when the season starts, you sleep. You know, you do housework, blah, 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 and then you do it again. So if you start changing the energy around you, where you then incorporate, you know, different conversations with people who run their own business or, you know, who do different things, you'll start asking different questions like, so, you know, what do you do Monday to Friday? And then they'll start explaining different things, you know, like every day they're working on themselves as well as their business, and they're not in autopilot. Like, I think that's what you were saying earlier. Like, people now, they're just in autopilot, you know, 9 to 5, 40 years, you retire, boom, you know, pay your bills automatically, comes out your account. You know, you take vacation
once a year, twice a
year. Right, once a year. Like, that's what's great. Like, people don't even use all their vacation days nowadays. Like, well, and I'm speaking about Americans, because Europeans, it's a lot different. Like, they actually take vacations. But yeah, like, you go on vacation once a year, and then you post that the very next week for Throwback Thursday, because, you know,
you ain't that really one.
Right. And like, and also, like, you enjoyed it that much that every week me back. Wait, can't wait to go back. You're showing yourself what you really want. So it's like, why aren't you working to have that more often? You know?
Exactly. Like, another crazy thing that, not even with with vacation time that you get, but like, jobs give you like 2-3 sick days. Like, damn, out of 365 days, like, I can only be sick twice. Like,
right.
Like, yo, that's crazy. Like, Man.
But yeah, I mean, I think another thing that can really help people if they want to break out of the situation, I think you should check out Napoleon Hill's, what's it called? Laws of Success. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you should check out Napoleon Hill's Success. It's on YouTube. We'll put the link in the bio. And basically what he talks about is law of attraction, you know, your thoughts are your energy that drives or attracts your reality, you know. Main thing that I took from it, like I watched it years ago, and I also watch it, you know, once a year just to, he was like, you know, the first line you write, like, it has to be simple enough for you to say it out loud in one sentence, you know. What is it, like, what is it that you want that will make you happy or make you feel successful? And then line two, which is probably, you must write what you're willing to give in order for the universe to give you back what you wrote for number one. Mm-hmm. So I think if people that, you know, like, that would just change everything. Because I know I told you about the video and we discussed that, you know, a lot a while ago. But to me, that was as far as taking it to the next level.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely need to include that link in the bio.
For sure. And then as far as, you know, like you said, you had the job, you had a 9-to-5. How do you think people can find the energy, like, to go back to doing things they used to do when they were younger or loved to?
One, I would probably say to not hang out with people from that job, because
right,
they're especially people who've been there longer, they're like so like stuck in their ways with with how to do it, and it's also gets you attached to the job. Like, mm-hmm. One thing, I don't know if it was, like, something that I did consciously, but, like, every job I had, like, I never hung out with anybody from that job. Like, I didn't want to get too attached to that job or nothing. I was just there to handle business for, you know, a short period of time until, like, I found, you know, my next move. But, like, it's not hard to do it, but it's, like, it's not easy either. Like, you definitely have to have like some desire for something to
right.
to like basically break that, and like you just got to be able to like take a risk, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't, when you, especially like if you've been working for some months and you get that consistent cash flow and you've built up like a certain lifestyle based off of that, because you know how many hours you're gonna get and you know how much you're gonna get paid, like, to then have a sudden change, like, you know, that'll scare some people away from, you know, taking on a different route.
Yeah, definitely. But I think the way it can start is by, you know, doing even more first before you transition out. So let's say you got a 9-to-5, you're doing your 40 hours a week, blah, blah, blah. I think you should try to do as much overtime as possible and start a new savings account, you know, and just name it transition or new life or whatever you want to name it, just so you know that every time you put money into that account, you're moving one step closer to, you know, taking that risk, like you said, or taking that leap to doing what you actually want to do. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it starts with identifying what you have, like, or what you're good at, what you enjoy doing, and figuring out a way to monetize that skill, you know. So having the 9-to-5 isn't bad if you look at it from the right perspective, because yeah, you have guaranteed money coming in that you can help fund your project. So let's say you want to travel, let's say you want to travel the world. All you have to do is, let's say you work, put your head down for a year, save up, as much as you can every month, stop going out to the same clubs or to the same bars, and just, focus more on experiences, I would say, instead of, material things as well. And then after that year, you'll look up and you have, 10, 20, 30,000 set up, and then you're like, okay, now I feel comfortable about, finally to travel to Europe or to start my clothing business, or whatever it is. So I think having the 9 to 5 isn't bad if you're looking at it in a way that you can use it to help build you, build up your next move.
Yeah, definitely. The 9 to 5 can either be, the stepping stone to your goal, or it could be just keeping you from your goal.
Right,
It's just
exactly.
you just gotta have that right perspective. That's why with me, majority of my jobs lasted, 3 months because I calculate. I'm like, okay, I need like 3 months worth of pay so I can, pay for these camps, pay for this tour, pay for something. Like, I just knew, like, I needed a good 3 months. So, like, they were all, just stepping stone type of positions. Like, all right, well, I need this money, so I can fund this next move that I'm about to make. Like, had I got sucked in, like, who knows? I'd probably still be getting mandatory overtime.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. But hey, I mean, like I said before, I think, we'll put that link in the bio for Napoleon Hill. And just, instead of that one night of Netflix and chill, you just watch The Laws of Success for, I think it's like 2 hours, 10 minutes, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it'll be, a good investment. And you'll probably see things from a different perspective after that. So definitely huge on that video. And yeah, I mean, hopefully we can use this podcast to spark a few people to take that leap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. At least, even if it's, one person, you gotta. Did you come up with that transition account, or you got that from somebody?
Transition? No, I just made that up just now.
Yeah, you gotta trademark that, man, because
Yeah, for sure.
that'd be good. Make a savings transition. Open up, if you want to open up a damn coffee shop, a damn yoga studio, whatever. Like, just even the whole time of doing that, even just the feeling of putting money into that transition account, it just like give you like greater energy to now you feel more inspired to go to work. So it's like, all right, I need this money so because I can put this in my account. Like, you'll
Definitely.
definitely feel a whole lot better.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly what it is. And, like, we keep saying it, but the energy is, I think, the biggest thing that everyone's looking, or overlooking, I should say, because they don't realize the power of, their thoughts. And that's why there's a problem now where we have so many distractions. It keeps you from thinking, because like we said, you go to your 9 to 5 while you're at work, you're scrolling Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever. When you get home, you scrolling way more. None of this time are you thinking about, your future or what you want to do. So, and that energy subconsciously is programmed, in your mind to just, like we said before, put you on autopilot mode. And then after that, you have the reaction to when Kanye says something that's he's trying to spark the world because he knows he has a huge platform. So he knows even if he says something, controversial, if you really listen to the message, he's trying to help people. So when you're on autopilot, you can't see that perspective. So you're just like Man, y'all see what Kanye said, man? That dude's crazy. Meanwhile, you trying to get every pair of Yeezys that come out. So it's like that's where the separation is. But I mean, I think it's changing slowly but surely, because you're starting to see like these conscious pages popping up on Instagram and things like that. So
yeah,
it's spreading a lot more these days.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I mean, I think we can wrap up episode one. What you think?
Oh yeah, this is good. This is good to start off.
For sure. All right, man. Thanks for listening to the Dopeness Podcast. Be sure to check the link that we'll provide regarding Napoleon Hill's Laws of Success, the Young Vino, T-Will 400. We out.
All right.